You should actually put the gum in the martini. You'd have a bubblegum martini.
Is that like, okay, I don't know much about drinking. I thought that was like a real thing. Is that a real thing?
No, probably not. I don't think so.
I'm sure you can add like bubblegum flavoring somehow.
I'm sure you can, but like, no, I've never heard of such a
yeah,
creation.
I kind of noticed, like, is Nathan Drake in the game, is he also a bartender or anything?
No, nothing like
okay.
that.
Okay. Because I was like...
I mean, I don't mind taking liberties
yeah, sure.
for a new story, but I guess they were really trying to make him young with the whole bubblegum thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, it's just... It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was just weird, I guess, was... Which yeah, I guess kind of maybe is like a underlining or undertone of this movie for me, but...
Yeah, I noticed, like, there was, like, a couple references, like, you were like, oh, what do you want? You want sex on the beach?
Or yeah.
Whatever. I'm like...
That was actually pretty funny.
Well, yeah, it was all right.
I was kind of waiting for, like, the Irish car bomb, even though he's not... The guy wasn't Irish. He was
But,
you know, potato, I guess.
I mean, yeah. Unless it's a potato famine of 17, whatever.
Welcome, folks, to another brilliant, shining edition of the Spotter Pod. Spod 102.
I think that's right.
Yeah, I'm sure it's close enough. Coming freshly off the heels of My Neighbor Totoro. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts?
Yeah, just the one where I think I already said that I thought the mom was going to die. But I think what specifically made me think that is...
I mean, Joanna thought the same.
Yeah, yeah. Is when, like, the mom is saying, you know, after all, you are my daughter. And then Bianca thought that was really, like, a very sweet moment. She started crying, and I'm like, oh, man, this bitch is dead.
That's the death flag right there.
That's like,
Do you know that was an anime? That's like, I can see flags or something. But then it got, like, hella weird into, like, a totally different genre, like, in the later half.
Okay.
Like, so, it was, like, apocalypse genre. Yeah, it's like, oh, they're empowered to see death flags. Huh. I don't know, it was weird.
Because I was like, that just reminds me, what's the guy? The fucking, the one we did with the guy and the gamer, the romance, the thing, what was the name of it?
Oh, the world God only knows.
Oh, there you go, that's what. See, when you say something like that, it makes me think of that.
Yeah.
We're good, but anyway.
Today, we are not covering an anime movie. We're not covering an anime, but we are covering Uncharted. The movie, not the game, folks. The first game, you know, it was all right. I played it. It was all right. Rather I played the remake, but the other games are much better. But this movie is a adaptation. I wouldn't say it's a direct adaptation. It takes elements from the current, or rather the wrapped up Uncharted franchise, but blends it in its own way. Now, I would definitely say it's different, but before I get too far into myself... why don't you give us a quick overview?
I think you said before we started recording, discount Indiana Jones. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, we gotta find X. Let's go on an adventure to find X. But I guess it's like, I mean, Indiana Jones was like an archaeologist, but these guys are kind of like...
They're like trying to get rich.
Yeah, they're like thieves, so it's like a lot of backstabbing
yeah.
and double-crossing. And so it's like, yeah, it's different from Indiana Jones.
It is different, but I will say like... obviously, the Uncharted games took inspiration from those movies. Mm. It's just, you know, something I also saw in some YouTube reviews, like, well, it's like John Johns or something. I can't think of his name right now. But, like, I think he kind of put it, I'm going to paraphrase here, but he put it in a acceptable way, but that this movie, like, Uncharted is able to stand out from Tomb Raider and any other, like, adventure game, right? But I would say the Uncharted movie, I'm not sure if it really stands out in respect to, like, other... treasure hunting movies. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just...
And actually, like, I just want to start this out, like, I just want to get this out at the top. I think a big thing missing from this movie for me is, like, what's the series called, Ophi?
It's called Uncharted.
Yes, exactly. Where do they go? They go to the Philippines.
Yeah.
So, like, I know there's literally thousands of islands, but I wouldn't say it's Uncharted compared to... Look, first game, you look for El Dorado. Plot twist, El Dorado is not a place, it's a curse.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I'm just about to spoil the games real quick. Uncharted 2, you find Shangri-La, right?
That's another big name.
Uncharted 3, you find...
Heaven.
These guys. No, Shambhala.
Okay, I've heard
City
of
the Lost Sands,
right?
In the Arabian Nights.
Okay.
And then Uncharted 4, you find Libertalia, right? The Pirate King's, like, paradise.
Oh, Kaizoku no... What does he say? Nah. Kaizoku no...
Bring no One Piece into this
shit. Oh, okay.
No, but look. I actually if you look at this movie in an isolated vacuum, like outside of, man, I'm getting so far ahead of myself, but you know, I'm just on a roll.
Yeah, we'll get into it because I have never actually touched any of the Uncharted. I'm coming in completely blind, so I'll probably
How we have differing perspectives. I normally don't look at like other people's opinions before we record, but I kind of saw just because we're watching this kind of late, folks. Spoilers for this movie, by the way, it's not that old, but just throwing it out there. But it wasn't shit on, but it wasn't necessarily like praised.
I forgot about it.
Yeah, that's kind of
like,
how it went.
It's in that gray area. Like, yeah. Oh yeah, they did make this did come out.
So like I was kind of I finished the movie and I was kind of like I kind of wonder what other people.
No, that's fair.
Like
that's
what's the reasoning for that, right? Mm-hmm. And there's some things I do and don't disagree with, obviously, but you know, I just think something lacking from this movie is like, what is it called? It's Uncharted, right? And you know, maybe it just wasn't in the budget, but they should have like gone somewhere cool, right? You know, even if it's not somewhere from the games, like some sort of fabled location.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess just saying, hey, we're gonna look for this specific treasure.
That's another way to distinguish it from the other treasure movies, right? Yeah, because like,
everyone looks for extra.
Exactly, like you're looking for a treasure, but oh look, Nathan Drake found the last city of Shambhala, you know, or he found Shangri-La.
He found Atlantis.
I mean, probably would have been too big of a thing for a first movie, but no, you know, like you're supposed to find some uncharted place, and they just went to the Philippines and found a small cave.
That makes a lot more sense now, because I've always like, oh, Uncharted is like, oh, because it's not going to be on a map.
Yeah,
yeah, because
it's supposed to but
the movie's literally about a map. I thought that was kind of weird too. It's
no,
like,
I mean,
the movie's called Uncharted, but we have a map.
I know it's like the original map, so it's supposed to be a rare map, right? But once again, like they went to the Philippines.
It's like went to my cousin's.
Yeah, I know they went to cousin's island or some shit, But let's get into these themes and tones.
Yeah, sure. I guess the one I came up with is like,
I mean, they're pretty in your face with it. So.
Oh yeah, it's like having.
Trust me, I should have yelled that. Honestly,
no, I literally have it in one of my notes.
I kind of regret not yelling.
My notes is literally like, there's no way I'm gonna trust you, and then immediately trust like.
Trust me.
So it really, it's about learning how to have faith in other people in a world full of lies and deception.
And look, I do get it, right? Yeah. Because it's. You know, the old cliche, no honor among thieves, mm-hmm. right? And these are characters meeting each other for the first time, so what reason do they have to trust each other?
I really don't know if I buy, like... Okay, even, like, when the very first scene when Sully's like, hey, you know, random guy that I have sussed out, I guess, is Sam's brother. I guess maybe he was looking for Nathan or Nate. But, like, and then... Nate's like, nah. And then he goes home, looks at his postcards, is like, actually, I guess, because like, I guess it's like, oh, he remembers, like, this is like the only chance he has to go find his brother.
So yeah, I don't think like motivation wasn't like too crazy because in the sense that he has that unresolved issue mm-hmm. with his brother and they always had a thing for like history and treasure. Mm-hmm. So I think that much is believable.
Fine.
But, and like, Mark Wahlberg, I mean, Sully just came out of nowhere with his Boston accent and said, hey, say hi to your sister for me. I can't do a Marky Mark impression. I wish I could.
Was that from this movie or was that from somewhere else?
No, it's definitely from a different movie.
Okay, I was like,
no, but, sister.
Okay, but yeah, I'm not sure if I, because I guess we'll get into the arcs, but yeah, like eventually these characters do have to learn that the only way to really get to the treasure. I mean, I guess we have that final scene when we got the helicopter, we got to lower the weight. I guess I am giving away that. That's kind of
the arc. Keep going through it. Yeah, keep going through it. Fuck it.
But yeah, it's like, oh, we have our two main duo. They could trust each other, but like, our two main villains, Moncada and Braddock, one literally kills the other.
So that was something I found questionable, like not in the sense that she killed her, but like, okay, so Moncada, you know, decides to pour his resources into this treasure hunt, right? And then Braddock double crosses him mm-hmm. and kills him to take over the hunt, right?
Yeah.
What I don't understand is like Moncada's men were just like, okay, yeah,
whatever. Yeah, they're just like, I guess she's the boss now.
I was like, how does everyone isn't everyone getting paid by I know Moncada's family is dead, but also, like, you know, there's no loyalty for the payout. Oh, yeah,
I forgot. And they fucking murdered the dad, too. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah, oh, wow. So.
The cycle of violence, generational trauma. Even though Braddock's not his daughter or anything.
Yeah, so, like, I guess I don't understand, like, because they weren't all, if they were all Braddock's women, and all Braddock's,
like, subordinates.
Yeah, subordinates in the army in the first place, that would make sense, but only just the two guys.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, why did everyone else just decide, like, fuck it, we'll just follow
that person? I guess it's showing, like, they also are just in it for, like, they don't have any loyalty to Moncada either, so they don't really care.
But, I mean, Moncada paid them first, at least, so, like, I mean, I guess there's the question of, like, the billions in gold, but they could have gotten that gold through, I mean, maybe Moncada wanted to share, but who's to say Braddock would even share? She just murdered him, you know? Like,
yeah, it's just one of those things where it's,
and they just, they're like, nodded their heads, like, yeah, I guess. This is it.
Yeah, that was kind of whatever.
Strange.
And Chloe's there too, and she also, like, double-crosses him, and I guess,
because he has to get with Elena, so he can't be stuck to Chloe.
Oh, is that what happens? Okay.
That is what happens. Spoiling the games for you.
I don't know who the characters are, but okay.
Well, okay, so, like we said, tonally speaking, it's an action movie, action-adventure movie, mm-hmm. right? It's not like Pulp Fiction or some anymore. Some great drama or whatnot, but it's lighthearted. It takes itself seriously when it needs to, but otherwise it's meant to be like turn onto the TV and just enjoy spectacle of it.
Lots of banter between
between the characters. Yeah. But I'm getting into how the theme of trust and faith in a world of lies and deception, beautifully worded by Big Papa over here. But
my Big Papa Pump, was that my new nickname? I'm fucking Scott Steiner. I mean, if
you take your shirt off and you start doing the poses, you're just gonna earn that name. But
did you start doing one-handed push-ups? No, I can't
do that. Not with that attitude.
I guess you're right.
But how that theme relates to all its characters, so like Opie pointed out, the villains didn't trust each other, therefore they got fucked.
Yeah, very, very simple stuff here.
Right.
Like, Chloe didn't trust Nate at the end, so she,
I know,
she doesn't get to participate at all at the end of the movie.
She
fucks off.
She doesn't get the cut, which, that's kind of fair too, right? It's not like Sully and Nate took home a big gate anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sully, who was really put over in this movie as being a dirtbag, you know?
Yeah.
He even says, like, wow, so you just lied to my brother and you want me to... You were just using me? And then, you know, Mark Wahlberg just straight up says, well, yeah, did he tell you anything? I was like, Jesus. Like,
why do we... Are we supposed to like you? I don't know.
It's like he was so... Not saying he should be a total empath, but it just seemed like he was so deaf to the scenario.
Which is why I don't know if I really buy the face turn. It's like...
Yeah, like I can understand if Sully would be like, you know, he begrudgingly says... Yes, but it was almost like
there's not a real
so nonchalantly said
nuance here.
I kind of didn't understand because look, one of the big complaints I heard about this movie is like the bond between Sully and Nate. It's not as strong. It's not as endearing. Mm-hmm. If you play the first game, it's actually kind of sus out too, right? Not to this degree because like there is some distrust between Nate and Sully, but in the later games, like you know, they're thick as thieves, pun intended. But in this movie, I think it makes sense for them not to outright trust each other.
Yeah, sure.
And for them not to be, like, immediately close, right? So for them to have them disgruntlements and so on and so forth, that makes sense. It's just, I don't know if it was the writing or if it was the actor, but I think that scene is just, like, a pinching point, you know? It's just kind of brain dead.
Yeah.
Like, all the other parts when Mark Wahlberg is Sully, like, I actually enjoyed, right? I enjoyed the back-and-forth banter.
Yeah, like, spoiler, like, I know I might
have maybe he's a little too jacked, but... I know Sully's not an old man in this, but, like, what the fuck?
It's like, I'm pretty sure I said in the last pod I kind of hated Mark Wahlberg, but, like, I thought he was alright in this movie. Like, I did...
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, his face...
That scene is such a killer. That dumb look, you know, like... Of a dog, yeah. I know you can't see it, folks, but it's like a dog lost.
You know the one.
It's dog lost in the woods. You know, like at least have some sort of emotional sympathy for this moment. Like maybe say yes, but like maybe just be hesitant on it. You know, and then Nate gets pissed.
It's like you really do not see the gears turning, and like why?
It's almost like a sociopathic kind of kind of act.
It's like, yeah, I want the money. What the fuck? Yeah. The money. Yeah. What are you talking about? Of course.
Yeah, I used you.
The fuck? I don't care.
Well, shit. What do you mean? I was like, God, dude.
No, I leave your.
And like, I know he has the character development at the end, which is like earned, right? But also, like you said, it seems disingenuous.
Yeah, it's just like. Because it's the right thing, because that's how the movie, because the movie would be pretty dark if he just fucks off. I mean, he just drops Nate. Honestly, I was like kind of convinced that Sully was going to fuck him over at the very end, honestly. As someone who doesn't really know these characters, doesn't know where the arcs go. Yeah. Like, I was like ready for Sully to fuck off and
just drop Nate into the water.
And then, I don't know, maybe Chloe saves him and that's how that one. But I guess it's like, it's hard to tell because everyone's always
But I guess, you know, so falling based off how the movie demands it, Sully and Nate finally trust into each other, and that's why they come out with at least a little bit of gold. Yeah, at
I
guess it,
you know, I was thinking like you can never have them actually get everything because otherwise you'll never
be able to have another movie. Yeah.
It's like why the fuck would I go? You know,
actually, how did National Treasure end? Did they get everything?
I don't know.
No, I don't think they got all of it. I think they got some of it.
But like you give them like a little taste, like okay, so we get you get a little something.
Yeah, it's like gambling. You know, you just gotta win a little yeah, bit. Yeah, and then keep on spinning that wheel, brother.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, I think we've talked.
Nate's the protag, right? So he has to be willing to. He has to be quote unquote willing to trust everyone, and he kind of does, and he does pay for it. But he's not fool me. You know the saying of or cliche rather, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. So he tricks Chloe.
Yeah, at the end, that was kind of like, all right, cool. You're smarting up a bit, sure.
Yeah, yeah. He's not. So, and look. It's not like he was maliciously tricking Chloe. Like, if Chloe just didn't run off, you know, she could have participated in the final act.
Yeah, but that was all right, yeah. All right, so I guess my number one question, as someone, you know, I know you've played other games, and I just, you know, I you've been kind of alluding to, like, how it's been different.
Yeah.
And how this
adaptation. Well, not even alluding, just straight out.
Yeah, just straight up, like.
It's just pointing it out.
So, like, that's, like, just the main thing. And I guess we've already covered this other one about, you know, Chloe's inability to actually trust people means she doesn't get, you know,
get to participate.
So, you know, I thought I was like, yeah, sure, it makes sense and coordinates with the theme. So, but yeah, I mean, is there anything else in the game you want to differences between the game and the movie you want to go into now, or maybe just as we go along?
Maybe as we go along. Yeah, I think I said basically the main points. Right. Like, look, in the games you get to see Nate and Sully's relationship like evolve and so on and so forth, and that's why they always do everything for each other. But you know, in a movie, like, they're just meeting each other for the first time, so, like, they shouldn't really be, like, buddy-buddy, right? It makes sense for there to be distrust, so there's really not much else to expound upon. I mean, just to put it cut and dry, and, like, obviously there's a bias, primary bias, but, like, I think the games tell the story better, but it's not like the games are better. Like, there are some glaring flaws in the game's story as well, but I think I enjoy the characters more so in the games than I do in this movie.
Right.
But I think if you watch this movie in the vacuum like you did, you know, it's not necessarily like, oh, this movie's the shits because this character sucks, but maybe some hardcore Uncharted fan be like, oh, they didn't get Nate right, so I fucking hate this movie. I'm not sure that's justified or not, but that might be how they see it.
Yeah. I guess I think I'll get into my final opinion when we get into the final closing thoughts but I mean, yeah, just getting into some notable moments. I basically just wrote anything I thought was kind of funny, like the Scottish guy, you can't understand him because he had the Scottish accent. Sure is something.
Which is kind of ironic because, you know, Tom Holland's actor. Nathan Drake's actor is British, so it's not the same thing, but also it's like you would have a better chance of understanding a Scottish accent.
Yeah, the cat that Nate gets is a ragdoll. Shout out to my first cat, Calloway.
Honestly, that was really funny. Like, I don't know who wrote that in, but I thought that was just a funny addition. Because they don't have that in the games.
Yeah, I thought it was a fun little thing. It's because you're lonely as fuck. And you're like,
you have nothing else in your life. Yeah. Then he brings the cat in the...
I was like, oh, that's fucking...
That's kind of funny, right?
It's like, hey, you know Mark Wahlberg? You're all right. Okay.
I think if they ever make a second movie and it's more of like theatrics like that end credits scene, I think that would be actually a hit. That and also like you have to go somewhere. Yeah.
Set something up. Okay, because like didn't they show that the brother is still okay? I'm pretty sure he's like
he's not dead. They didn't show his face because I'm sure they didn't cast the actor, but
Hey, Nolan North was in the movie. That's kind of cool.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a voice actor, right?
Yeah.
Like, even as someone who doesn't, like, recognize his face, like, I could, like, yeah, I could, it was pretty obvious voice. He was, like, doing a, I think I've been something like that before.
I think I've heard this.
Oh, yeah. And fucking when they're at the club and then Nate sets the fire and then everyone around starts cheering like, yeah, it was good.
You know, you might think that's stupid, but that's real, dude.
I mean, it's real and it's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, that's a sad thing.
People will react.
Hey, let's go to a show.
Like if someone fell out, like, as long as no one's like dead or dying, you know,
yeah.
Like, fuck yeah, let's do it. You know, they get jazzed about that shit. Oh, something I wanted to point out. Why did those salt urns like all magically break randomly?
Because they were old.
But I mean, like, Chloe and Nate were leaning on one pot, so why did all the pots break?
Because, I don't know.
Yeah. Honestly, there's some physics stuff that's, I mean, look, Uncharted as a series defies physics, right? But, you know, I'm going to point them out because we just watched the movie. Mm. Also, like, you know the iconic cargo plane scene when he's jumping out of from cargo to cargo? Cool set piece, but obviously if you account for, like, wind resistance, the amount of force you'd have to throw yourself to jump to, like, actively pull yourself to the next cargo.
Yeah, I feel like
that's kind of insane.
I feel like physics stuff like this, it's a lot harder for me to buy in when it's like a live action setting.
Yeah,
if it's like anime, like, I'll believe it, whatever.
Fucking anime,
fucking do whatever. But yeah, I do think, and I guess, yeah, there's not really, it's like that weird, it's more than just normal baseline physics reality.
Yeah, like, yeah, but it's kind of like emphasized, like in GTA or something.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. So I guess it's in that realm of stuff. I thought, yeah, I did think the finale with the airship was kind of a fun set piece too as well.
Yeah, I think that's the main takeaway I heard from everybody, and I agree. Because, like, that's also another key thing in the Uncharted franchises, right? Because they're like homages to action-adventure movies. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, everything's circular, so make an action-adventure
movie. I was about to say, because Indiana Jones was based on Flash Gordon from, like, the fucking radio plays.
Yeah.
It's like poetry, right? Oh, jeez. To bring back.
Well, what were you saying during the Star Wars movies?
It's like poetry rhymes.
No, there was another one you said.
Jar Jar is the key.
Fuck you.
No, he says that.
No, like, I know.
Because we've never had a character as funny as him.
He's technically the key because he gave the Chancellor the power, supreme power.
Also, he'll sell a shit ton of merch.
Did he really though?
Probably. I bet a bunch of kids.
You ever
age.
Buy a Jar Jar thing?
No, yeah. I don't. But I don't. I haven't bought.
Buy a lightsaber.
If I ever bought a Star Wars, I don't know if I've. Okay, I bought.
I'm sure you got at least one thing.
I did buy the current Lego compilation, but back in when it was just 1 through 6, I bought that. That was a fun.
The game.
Yeah, the game.
No, that game's fun. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the one that was like on GameCube and all that, and PlayStation.
Yeah, that was like I've never actually sat down and watched all those movies at the time, but
yeah,
I did
play through them. That was my knowledge of movies at the time.
It's like, oh yeah, I have a general.
I did see I did see episodes 1 to 3, but
yeah. Well, when they came out. What else did I put on here? Oh yeah, and the gold belongs to the homeland. Let's go. I thought that was
the what?
When the ship, it's like, hey,
because
belongs to the because like look,
hey, maybe we'll finally be out of poverty.
Hey, you know, hey, you know, my sister, she is getting her promotion soon. She's getting a promotion. That's awesome.
You said, yeah, good for her.
Yeah, awesome.
She is a competent lady.
She's no like her manager. She says this like everyone she talks to. Her manager is so like. She's so good at work that she wishes there were 5 of her. She told that. Oh,
that's such an old.
Yeah,
I would say. We could, you know, like, you finished Fallout New Vegas? No, you never played it, right?
I got to meeting Mr. House.
You fucking suck.
But, that's when I was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna finding out the mystery.
Point I'm trying to make is like after if you do the NCR quest line, and then you finish with General Oliver. He's like, oh. Your work here has been great, son. We could have used a whole army of you. But, yeah, it just makes me think of that.
Anyway. All right, that's all I fucking got. Keterek.
Ones I wanted to point out. There's a, you know, maybe it's just a coincidence. I like to think it's not. But in Uncharted 3, like, there's something you have to get out of a well. So Nathan says the lame pun of well. And he says it again. And then Tom Holland's Nathan says it too.
Is it when they're in the fucking sewers or whatever?
Yeah, when they're about to get drowned. He says, well, 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 before they start to die.
Okay. Actually, I do want to think Tom Holland is pretty good at that, like, kind of dry, sarcastic humor.
Yeah, yeah. I think for what we're used to as Uncharted, I think if you look at it in the lens of, like, oh, this needs to be a faithful adaptation of the movie, I think Tom Holland's, like, a little too young.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Right? But like I said, if you view this more in, like, a vacuum, I think he actually fits his role properly.
Yeah, I think...
Because he's, like, he's a charming... And, you know, Spider-Man hype, so, like... Yeah. Like, Tom Holland's gotta make money, right?
Yeah, because I just know, just from knowing what Nathan Drake looks like... My perception of him, like,
more he like is a like grizzled older yeah, man, like 30s.
Not like, yeah, not old, but like definitely
not like more, teen heartthrob yeah, Tom Holland.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty sure he's now probably.
I think he's like our age.
Gotta be, yeah, probably around there.
But I mean, we have baby faces too.
Yeah, I've been told that before, actually, like legit.
I'm sure, so, but I've been told my face is young, but my body is old.
What the fuck?
I was like, thanks.
What a backhanded compliment.
Thanks, I guess. But, no, but, you know, he's also a little thinner than, like, Nathan is. But I think it's something cool that Tom Holland's Nathan Drake brings is, like, there's a lot more parkour. Because there's obviously a lot of climbing in the Uncharted games. But the more, it is athletic, but it's more simple. But in this movie, you get to see Tom Holland, like, do a bunch of, like, parkour jumps and flips and... So on and so forth.
Choreography is generally pretty good.
The fire breathing in the bar was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he was taking a shot. The plot, the stealing the cross was basically like an airlifted cross theft. Because there was another cross in Uncharted 4 you had to steal. I thought that was a cool reference. Same with the plane, right? They kind of just copy and pasted it there. Like, it's not one-to-one, but obviously the set pieces... Mm-hmm. Taking inspiration from that. There's a Naughty Dog sticker logo.
Oh, was there?
Yeah. Cool. In Nathan's trunk that had Sam's shit. Oh, yeah. So I think part of the reason that like kind of makes the movie convoluted with its motivation. Not motivations, but... Look, if you made this movie based more on Uncharted 3, when it's like a kid meeting an adult Victor Sullivan, then I think it kind of builds on Victor... and Nathan's relationship, right? Mm. But what kind of ruins it is they had to shoehorn in the... Because Nathan didn't always have a... Actually, he didn't have a brother in the first three games. He had no brother at all. Oh. Then they retconned it and gave him a brother.
Cool.
I mean, honestly, like, Uncharted 4 is really good. Like, it does have its plot holes, but it is a good game, and it does have... like, the story has its issues, but you learn to love the character, so you kind of just can do no wrong with it, right? But, you know... They had to retcon and introduce a brother, so now like they have to shoehorn it all into the movie. So like I think that's kind of what fumbles the plots together. Because instead of having more time to focus on Nathan and Victor's relationship, you have to shoehorn Sam's relationship where he's revealed to not be dead after all these years. Because that's part of the reason how they got through Sam not being in the games is like he was dead, but more like he was in prison.
You mean he was lost, but not. I forgot. Didn't he say that?
They're not gone, but you're lost.
Yeah, something like that. It was something close to that. Huh, yeah, I didn't know that. I guess thinking about it now, I do think... I guess having the brother be the bridge, like, why the relationship starts in the first place. Because without him saying, yeah, I might know your brother, he probably doesn't go meet up with Sully at all anyway. At least going from this movie. Oh, that's pretty interesting.
Because, like, in the third game, how it is just, like, Drake's on his own looking for... stuff for Sir Francis's treasure. And he has the ring and shit, right? But he runs into Sully during this, and then it leads to the larger plot of the game. Mm, okay. And then, you know, that's why he's supposed to be like a father figure, too. But, okay. Let's see. So there's that. Yeah. Every movie Tom Holland's in, he makes the whole cast younger. You know, like, in Spider-Man, he made Aunt May like a MILF, and then... And this movie made Chloe a teen. Or I guess they're 20s.
Yeah. Because
these are supposed to be like 30 plus characters in age. But, you know. The keys are your compass. I actually thought that was kind of a cool callback. Yeah. Right? Why does his brother love Invisible Ink so much? I don't know. But
because that's cool. Because that's he's a secret thieves guild shit.
And then, you know, they have the cliche of I mean, we said this earlier, but the cliche of, oh, hey, we didn't get all the treasure, but we got some of it.
All right. I guess getting into some key directing stuff. I don't know. Nothing like too...
There was probably, oh, I didn't know that was the term for it.
Yeah, see? I'm pretty sure it's in
media. That's why I love doing this podcast, man.
A.K.A. Yeah, that's me. I love that. I fucking love that.
I bet you're wondering how I got myself into this mess.
What's the term? Say it again for the,
in
the audience.
Medias res.
Oh, okay. Which means in immediate action?
I think so.
There's some shit like
the,
that.
The Latin. As opposed to... Wait, no. Is that right? Oh, wait, am I fucking... There's like two terms... in the middle of a narrative. There you go.
Yeah.
I am correct. As opposed to... What was the other one? Looking this up as I go. Never mind. Ab ovo, from the egg.
From the beginning.
As if I... From the beginning. There you go. All right.
So from the egg. That's actually a pretty smart way to... I remember some people online were like, oh, you know, it's just a cheap copy and paste from the movies. And, you know, I would say so to an extent. But also, like, every Uncharted game you play, it kind of starts... What's the term? In media res, you know? Like, they pretty much start in some sort of action scene. Like, Uncharted 2 opens up with a train literally hanging from a mountain. Mm-hmm. And you had to climb up the train. Uncharted 4, you're being chased by a bunch of dudes on the islands with a boat. And then you have to, like, in the middle of a thunderstorm.
Okay.
Uncharted 1, I think... that one does open with a set piece. It's just not as... Like, obviously, it gets bigger as it goes on. Uncharted 3 opens up with a bar fight, but... The character, quote-unquote, dies. So, like, that's kind of what the big... So, like, I think opening... I know it's a...
It's a trope, but, like, that doesn't mean, like, the fact that it's used... Like, I could think of so many examples, though. Like, not just in movies, but video games, too, especially. Yeah. Which I feel like it's even more useful because it, you know, gets you into... give you a taste of the action, right?
No, I wanted to point out that it's par for course that they started with a big set piece because that's how the games all started out, right? Yeah. So, of course, you're going to start... And then... You know, it's a video game movie. Who do you expect the audience to be, if not video game players for the most part? Mm. So that's why, you know, they started with a reference of the plane. That being said, actually, that's more of a audience selection type of deal. So we'll talk about that later. But you were, can continue, please.
Yeah, just another thing I noticed, like, oh, his lighter, because it can't rely on the lighter. Got to put your faith in the lighter, and then it worked at the end, right?
Oh, hey, yeah. I didn't think about the figurative importance of the lighter. I knew, like, in respect to the movie, it was like, oh, only works when you need it, or at the last second or some shit. Like, maybe you don't. I guess it is kind of like a symbol in a way, right? Like, people might not see it as reliable, but. Came through at the end, like Sully.
Ooh, so. There you go. I guess it's all right. I guess he's all right in the end.
he didn't let Nate die, so it can't be that bad.
Yeah, I do feel like, Sam's hidden message in the postcards kind of came out. Like, he has no reason to bring those postcards along with him.
Yeah.
Like, why? And they just so happen to be the key to solving the fucking mystery. I felt that was kind of like... Little Deus Ex, that's a term. Deus Ex Machina.
I never understood the meaning of that term, but
it's like basically, you know, well, you know what it means at least. Like basically, just this thing kind of comes out of nowhere.
Oh, okay. Solves a problem. I will say, like, maybe there's some sort of emotional significance.
Yeah, that's the main thing I could think
because,
of.
Because why? I mean, Nate even says, "What's the reason for him to finish this partnership or see it through?" To finish his brother's journey.
Yeah. Right? Like, I guess I would have wanted maybe a hint that there might be a hidden Okay, I guess... Oh, you know what? Realizing it... Because in the flashback scene, like, isn't that where he finds a hidden message from his brother with the fire?
Yeah.
So I guess that's a way to telegraph.
The callback.
Okay, yeah. I guess that's a telegraph. All right. Sure, I'll buy it. Alright, and both Nate and Moncada are both driven by their families. Because Nate is... The main reason Nate's on even point, on this mess...
But Moncada fucking dies, who cares?
And Moncada's like, well, I got to bring
glory to honor to my family.
My dead dad
that I murdered.
Because they were shit, they weren't cool enough.
Something I wanted to point out, there was, like, some shaky cam. Like, obviously, I think... Not obviously, but rather, I think in general, the reason why directors will use shaky cams to show that the... characters unsettled or like they're trying to get their bearings, but the only reason I'm pointing this part out is when I saw the shaky cam in this instance, Tom Holland puts on the bandoliers, and then he has the Uncharted look, you know, of like a light tan sweatshirt with tan pants, and then the bandolier. I was like, oh, he's doing the thing. Yeah. I know it's like a club. It's such a. I know, but
that's all right. Hey,
it's such a generic. Granted, it's such a generic outfit. It's not like I don't know, seeing Assassin's Creed, but
I mean, I just thought, hey, he's got a shirt on now. Oh, okay.
It is pretty bland, but
yeah, it's fine. I mean, hey, I think that's something that you know,
he's not gonna dress
like
he's not gonna dress like fucking Spider-Man. No, he's not gonna dress like a Persona character. Yeah. Well, wait, that's not a good example because Persona is like school uniforms.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Hold on, let me pick a game out of here.
He's not dressed in Mario.
There you go.
Oh, I do want to watch Mario.
Oh, do we have to do the Mario movie? Because we did all the Sonic movies.
I think it actually might actually be pretty good. Like, yeah, I don't know, like,
dude, I went to Universal and I went to Super Mario Land. And
oh shit! Oh,
I couldn't do shit because we didn't pay the extra for the VIP.
Because
it's $150.
It's $150
extra.
Extra on top of your $100+ ticket.
And then look.
Man, fuck that.
No, hold on. Pause. And then the only other way around it is we had to reserve super early in the day, or the day before, which we did not know about. So we just got fucked. Actually, when we first went to Super Mario Land at like 2 p.m., they didn't let us in. They're like, oh, VIP or reservations only.
So they're doing. So even get in, you need a reservation. Oh, okay.
But then we went on a Saturday, so it's obviously the busiest day. Rough, yeah. But. Later on into the day, like 8, we went around and they let us in.
8 p.m.?
Yeah.
When did they close?
10.
I could have sworn when I went, they
open
were
from
closing.
8 to 10.
They were closing like earlier than that.
Oh, yeah. But we could have went on the go-karts, but it was like a 100-minute wait. And
ha! Yeah.
I was like, 2 hours? Like, the park's going to close. Might as well just fucking leave.
Man, no, yeah. Like, when I went.
And then the cafe like was booked full.
Oh my god, yeah.
Princess Peach picture line was like fucking.
Yeah, fuck. You ain't getting nothing.
I was like, we just, but I will say, it was worth at least looking at because it was impressive, like,
The
level
definitely.
Of detail and a scale of, like, the whole diorama of it. Diorama's not the right word, but, you know, like, they had, like, the spinning coins and the lighting.
Yeah, definitely
and
seen,
huge piranha plant.
Yeah,
and, like,
lots of cool stuff.
It was definitely a spectacle worth taking in, I will say.
Yeah, unfortunately, you couldn't actually get on.
No, couldn't appreciate
God, that's
further,
so sad.
But
it's still new, right? I think it opened this year.
I mean, when Harry Potter World first came out, like, no one could barely get into it. And now, like, when we were there, it was like, oh, okay. It's, like, a reasonable wait or joy.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing.
Butterbeer was not alcoholic. That was fucking the shits. It was just I mean...
I love Butterbeer. What the heck?
It's a good root beer, but I mean, like...
It's not root beer. It's, like...
It's basically
root beer. It's, like, cream soda. It's more like a cream soda.
Yeah, whatever. Should have been alcoholic.
I love cream soda.
Should have been alcoholic.
I mean, I think they do have an alcoholic version.
I couldn't find it.
I think you have to go to, like, they have, like, an actual bar if you go to the Harry Potter restaurant.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a restaurant.
Yeah, there's, like, a straight-up bar there that you can get, like, normal drinks at, but I'm pretty sure they also...
I will say, I couldn't go on the Simpsons roller coaster, which is kind of shit.
Yeah.
I did get a...
The donut?
No, I couldn't get the donut. That line never shortened.
Oh, my God.
Never shortened.
Man, it sounds like, what the hell did you guys do? You guys...
There's a lot of stuff. Let me put it like this. I got... to try a Krusty Burger.
Oh, yeah, the Krusty Burger is pretty good.
And I got to try a Duff Beer.
Yeah, Duff Beer, yeah.
So I was like, hey, fuck it.
Yeah, you did too. Oh, man. Yeah, that's another thing I noticed when I went to Universal is because Disney, you know, has the free Fast Pass.
Yeah.
But you have to pay for Universal. So every fucking ride I went on like 4 rides in one day.
Granted, and it's not like they have a bunch of rides anymore.
Yeah, they're not. And they were like fairly long. But they were like an hour wait long for everything. The tram tour was like 2 hours.
Thankfully, no, that one only took 20 minutes. Like,
oh,
that's why
you.
We didn't
oh
go
my
to
God.
The other stuff. But,
yeah, that took a big chunk of my day too. Yeah. When I went.
But I will say.
It's just a Universal
stadium. I know.
We'll
get back to
that's
it. We'll spin the wagons.
I don't mind. Just chatting like this.
I will say, hey, you know, it's the beauty of the podcast. But I will say the benefit. I was from Universal compared to amusement parks that are more ride focused is they really take advantage of like 4D technology nowadays, you know, like with the air and the water and then like the screen, 3D screens on like all sides, like the Harry Potter flight simulator.
Yeah,
ride.
That one was, that's honestly, I think that's my favorite. Like,
it's pretty,
ride
it's pretty period. Cool, but also kind of maybe sick.
Dude. Okay, that's fair.
It's like
enough.
You go like this.
Yeah, because like compared to something like Haunted Mansion at Disney or some of the more tame ones, like, you know, those are more traditional. But for me, I kind of like the hybrid of like, I want all the theming, but I also want the thrill of like a roller coaster.
The physical excitement.
So to me, that's why like Like, I really liked it. But, yeah, it's cool.
Enough. Like, definitely I was not disappointed in my weight, but I was like, oh, man, that's yeah, sick.
No, I went to...
I went on a Minions ride.
Oh, that was it good?
Yeah, my mom liked it.
Oh, okay, so hey, there you go.
I was safe enough for my mom to ride.
There you go. Maybe next time I'll go give it a whirl.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go review.
Actually, that'd be kind of cool.
I do think it'd be pretty
cool. That's not a bad idea. Let's do the Adventure Dome and how dead it is.
I did go, like, I think it was 2020, and I went on Canyon Blaster for the first time in years, and that, like, I came off that, like, I felt, like, sick.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, what the fuck?
It's a lot harder to ride
these rides. What the fuck happened?
It's harder to get these rides when you get older.
Like, I remember, like, physics in the park, or maybe, yeah, I think it was, like, one of those, like, school trips, and, like, riding that thing 8 times in a row as a kid, I'm like, what happened?
Let's do it again, you know?
What the fuck? How do people, like... Oh, but it was fun.
Kids will ride the ride and then go to the exit, then run straight back.
Yeah, it was really fun, but like I couldn't. I was done.
I remember I wasn't even that much older. I mean, that much younger, but I was like 20, and I went to Six Flags in NorCal for the first time.
Okay, Great America.
Yeah, but I was riding with my coworkers, but I was like. I went on Boomerang. I was like, dude, I've never felt so sick.
No, the Boomerangs are notoriously, like, apparently.
I've never felt, like, so sick in my whole life.
Those rides are apparently really bad,
because, like, I was thinking, like, oh, you know, my dick huge, right? I can handle this shit. I've been riding this shit for years. Even though it's been, like a solid 4-year gap or something. But no, dude, I was like, let's go home, guy.
Yeah, I know.
I'm too old for this shit.
Hey, like, yeah, don't. Oh, man.
But, okay, so let's try to...
Yeah, I really don't have anything else, like the drink thing, because he's a bartender, that's all I got. Effects?
I could see how, and I've heard, like, why it seems distracting that he's spitting out random facts. I thought the cigarette-y thing was kind of funny.
Which one was that?
He said the Negroni was made by...
And then he followed
up with the cigarette was invented by... I was like, oh, damn, he got that Riz, bro. That's why he's dating up Zendaya, bro. He's got that Spidey Riz.
Yeah, he's got the charm, yeah.
But, hey, man, you know, like, I can see why Sony casted Tom Holland, because they're like, oh, we don't have confidence in video game movies, so also Tom Holland, who's a teen heartthrob, and maybe people will come see this movie. And, hey... They made 4 times their budget, so...
Hey, there you go. Hey, at the end of the day, hey, who cares what we think, you know? At the end of the day, it's awesome.
We all know the Sony execs are listening to this podcast specifically for their advice. Yeah, but point I'm trying to make is... I thought him being a bartender and all that was, like, a way to show that he's... he's, like, a smart guy,
mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, he's charming, but he's slick, but he's not necessarily, like... He's not like a traditional contributing taxpayer in society, right? Yeah. He's not like some regular 9-to-5 where he didn't go to... He maybe or maybe not went to school.
And like I said, also I was thinking...
But he's clearly someone who like is well-versed in his knowledge of like history and such.
And I think coming from him, like establishing him as like not a... Like, as a face and rather than a heel, like... He explains, okay, yeah, this is like a rich like college girl. Like,
she's not going to miss it.
From her. Like, I'm sure...
She ain't gonna miss it.
Like this guy probably wouldn't steal from like babies, but like you know,
wouldn't steal from the homeless dude.
But if it's like a rich homeless, well, that makes sense. You know, whatever. Anyway,
he's rich in life.
Yeah, there you go. He's rich in experience, life experience.
Get to these effects. I have to agree with what you put here.
It's fine.
Like I'd say it's more than fine. Yeah, because right? There's interesting set, like you said.
Yeah.
The interesting set pieces as far as like the swinging ships,
mm-hmm.
Right? What else was really cool? I mean, the plane sequence was still cool, right? I mean, obviously, I think that's more fun in the game, but I have a bias towards the games. Mm. But the sound effects are where they need to be. The music... Mm. They didn't really play the Uncharted music that much. They did, like... Unless I just missed it, but they did that thing when they play a version of it.
Yeah, I think there was, like, a consistent, like, motif that I heard, and I was assuming that was minor part of it.
But they never really... Outwardly play, like, not even at the end credits. No, play like a pop song.
That's I recognize it, so it's not the
thing. Feel like they should have. I don't know how many of the original writers they had on staff, or if any. But
yeah, I wonder if because people do write video games, so why don't you ask? You know,
I mean, they had a fucking Neil Druckmann, the creative director for Last of Us, for the games. He was on the show as a driving force, and
I think that's why it's such a faithful adaptation. There's actually even some improvements in the story, I would say, even as far as the series compared to the game. Unfortunately, I don't know if I could say the same for this movie compared to the games. But all right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
So you know how it is. We always try to figure out like an audience that this is set for. And I normally have you go first, but I think I kind of want to shoot my shot really quick. I think the key thing, the key problem with making, or rather the key dilemma with making movies based off a popular IP, in this instance, video games, is obviously there's an audience for it, and you want to get that audience to view your content, but you have to do the big picture, right? How can you also like expound upon that? How can you make it consumable for a larger audience, right? Yeah. How can you make... Let's just use this movie, for example. And we've asked this question for like Sonic, blah, blah, blah. Probably asked this for the Mario movie. How can you say the Uncharted movie like tries to reach out, and does it do it well, and does it serve fans of the series, and does it serve possibly new fans of the series, right? I think that's what they were trying to go for here. I will say, I feel like if someone was a diehard fan of this movie, they probably wanted like it to be the Uncharted movie, you know, like Spider-Verse is like a love letter to Spider-Man fans. They probably wanted this movie to be like that. I don't think this movie is like that, unfortunately.
Okay.
I think if you watch it in a vacuum, like I've been saying, and like, and kind of like how the kind of viewer you were for this movie, like maybe you know about it, but you don't really understand or have knowledge of the story. I still think it's like, it's a decent movie. It's enjoyable, but maybe it's not like a home run, I would describe this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't really have anything else much to add. It's fine. It's there.
Yeah.
Because I think I was just remembering...
Like, it's a simple plot, right? Yeah. It's not like a kid...
It's not crazy.
Not really much to trip yourself up on.
And I think...
And it does its role. Sorry, I'm cutting you off.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's doing the action and then the adventure. I don't think they ever quite get into the wonder of it. Kind of like...
Oh, yeah. I didn't have any wonder.
Yeah, like... No, what I'm trying to make is like, you know, when you discover those uncharted lands, right? They wonder the fucking, what more wonder do we need in the Philippines?
Like, you know, oh, we got, yeah, although.
Like, oh, it's Tito Boy! Tito Boy is in the movie!
The typhoons and the earthquakes,
like,
the tsunami, the political assassination.
Goddamn. But yeah, no, I think that was a sorely, and I think if they were able to incorporate that, that would have elevated the movie.
Yeah, that definitely sounds a lot more interesting to me, you know, as someone who doesn't play the games like that. Like, just saying, like, ooh, we're going to go to X place. Like, that's, to me, that's way more interesting than we're just going to get a treasure.
And look, it's not like the games have a bulletproof plot, right? But I think it's just so much other stuff is good about it, from the character relationships to the movies.
And I think...
to the locations.
Yeah, I think that's the thing you said about what makes it, what separates it from, like, Tomb Raider and other just, like, adventure, heisty... is like that's like the secret sauce, and I do think it would have been benefited from that.
Like, I understand trying to establish your characters, but it's like absent, totally absent, you know.
Yeah, so like as someone who doesn't, you know, play the games or not really a big fan, like it's fine, it's there, and I do think trying to balance right that between like the hardcores and the casuals, I think for most things, like at the end of the day, like casual viewers and enjoyers of the media are going to be the majority of who experience it, just because like just the how numbers work usually, like there's the just going to be the odds of like people knowing something versus not, like at the end of the day for most things it's going to end up being, so you do have to find a balance. And I guess it's like this is definitely, it sounds like it's more for just people who are like, hey, it's I kind of recognize that, maybe, or just they're just like,
oh, hey, Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. Hey, he's fun. I like Spider-Man. Let's go watch this. So it's fine.
Sure that's what Sony was banking on.
Yeah, it's like, at the end of the day,
like a smart move, right? I don't think that's a dumb move.
So it's basically like, it's fun. I don't know if it's worth like seeking out now that it's out of theaters.
I think it's worth a Netflix watch.
Toss something on for a little. Like
put something put on TV with like, oh, what are you supposed to want? What do you want to watch? I don't know. What do you want to watch?
The great debate.
Yeah, exactly. The age old question. Or if you're with a group of friends, I think this is this is still a fun movie to enjoy.
Yeah.
I think that's who this. So, I don't know if that's what... I feel like they were trying to go for that, but I don't think it does much more. Mm. It doesn't try to do more than that. And I think that's kind of unfortunate because there's stuff to do. There's more material to take from, right? Like, the original the Uncharted games, like, obviously the locales, the gameplay you're getting invested in because you're involved in it, but also, like, you know, the character relationships were much more appealing in the games than they were here. And granted, if you look at it from a different perspective, you know, it's like these characters don't know each other, so why would their relationship be as deep, you know? So, like, they kind of set themselves up for a different scenario, and whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. But hey, if they do have a second movie, and they have the essence of that end credits scene with Nate and Sully, like, that will, I think that'd be a pretty kick-ass movie.
Okay, well, you know, maybe we'll see in a couple of years. We'll
or
see
maybe us. Not. Maybe, like, maybe maybe the Sony execs were like, we wanted $1 billion, and you only got us $400 million.
Damn, so weak. Fuck this shit.
So we're not going to make it again. And Tom
Holland. What was it? L plus ratio. I don't know.
But yeah, it's a casual movie. I think that's the bottom line.
Solid B plus player.
I don't even say plus.
B minus.
Yeah, C plus to B minus range.
It's like you're passing. It's passable.
Because, like, look, let's be honest. Like, how does it really distinguish itself that much from other movies aside from Tom Holland's in it and Mark Wahlberg's in it?
Yeah.
You know, but hey, you know how, you know the deal. We're not a weekly podcast, but we pretend to be. See you, folks.
See you.